Let's have that conversation. Let's talk about things that matter to you. And as I mentioned that every Saturday morning here on the Weekend Breakfast, we look at top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape. I mean, if there's an event that you would like to feature with Sarah Jane's top picks, you can then send an email. I'll give it to you now to vicky@primemedia.co.za. So we kick off this Saturday morning with our top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape. If you are at a loose end, and here are some of the three suggestions that you should be looking up to. And joining me to talk to us about the first one is Tasneen Wenzel, who's talking to us about the Simonstown Museum Snooky Market Market. I nearly said organization now. I nearly went for it. Tasneen, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, and you?
I'm good, Tasneen. I'm still trying to figure out my body. I'm still trying to get my tongue around talking. It's a whole lot of things that are happening here. talk to us about the Simonstown Museum Snooky Xmas Market. Why the Snooky?
Oh, okay. So every year we've started, since last year only, we started having a community market, and it was so successful that we decided to have another one. And it's called the Snooky Market because the code name for Simonstown during World War I and World War II was called Snookstown. So hence the Snooky Market. Got nothing to do with snook, even though we buy the sea.
So I'm sitting here, and there's quite a lot of people that are sitting at home also thinking, all right, this sounds absolutely fun. The question is, why should people come through?
Well, firstly, I don't live in Simonstown, so I took a drive to Simonstown, as I do every morning. And I can tell you the weather is fantabulous this side of the world because we have our own weather system here. So the weather's nice, and we've got quite a few stalls. We've got about 20 stalls with a variety of things on sale, from ceramics to biscuits to popcorn to butter chicken. So there's something for everybody, and it's a definite place where you can get your Christmas goodies, handmade Christmas goodies and preserves and so on and so forth, books, clothes, you name it, we've got it.
All right. We're talking about the Simonstown Museum Snooky Christmas Market that's happening today out in Simonstown. And joining you to tell you is the organizer, that's Tasneen Wenzel, who joins you to tell you about why you should come and giving you all the details of what will be happening there. Tasneen, from what time to what time are we talking now?
We're talking from 10 till 2. And there's also, by the way, there will be a raffle draw and prize every hour. So if you come, you might also just win an extra prize. So if you're feeling lucky, if you're feeling for a nice drive, come on down to Simonstown.
You should have started with that, by the way, because you've got me hooked now. Once you talk about free fries, any free food, I'm in. Let's do this. Let's go. Is there an entry fee that people must bring with?
There's no entry fee, but you can support our raffle, which is only 10 rand. So it's free to the public. And
Tasneen, where can people find more information on this? And also perhaps what would be your parting words to the listeners around this conversation?
You can find more information about the Snooky Market on our Facebook. Everything is on there, times, people involved. And then also we have our Eco Warriors who will be putting on a play at 11:30. So please come and support our young environmental warriors and Chakma champions of the area who are making an environmental difference.
Tasneen, thank you so very much for joining us. Have a wonderful morning further. Tasneen Wenzel, who is the organizer for the Simonstown Museum's Snooky Christmas Market.
Talk. WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
And as you continue to look at all of the things that could be happening in and around the Western Cape, I do want to hear from you on the WhatsApp line once again, 072-567-1567. That is the number to dial. Now, once you've finished finished eating and shopping at the Snooky Christmas Market, you can go up the road to the Fishhook Civic Center. There's a Christmas market happening there also. This one's for the Animal Rescue Organization. That's TIERS, their volunteer and project coordinator, Jane Ginsberg, joins us on the line this morning to tell us more about their initiative and their event that's taking place this weekend. As I've said, we are talking about the Christmas market happening. This one is for animal rescue organization, TIERS. And Jane, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's all pretty hectic. Everyone's arriving, setting up. Everything is falling around. The tape's not taping and the lights aren't lighting, but it's great.
That's exactly what should be happening when people are busy. Jane, tell us more about TIERS. What does TIERS stand for?
TIERS stands for the Emma Animal Rescue Society, and it was started over 20 years ago by a few ladies, and like Topsy, it's just grown and grown and grown. And we are volunteers. I'm a volunteer, and all the other volunteers work with me. And we set up this Christmas market, and it's in aid of sterilizations, because we look after five communities, and that's Ocean View, Masapumalele, Red Hill, Hillside, and Fragrant. And we do their sterilizations for them, and it's important so that we don't have so many animals around, and then there's no conflict. And the people of these communities, they adore their animals, but obviously can't afford to look after them properly. And so that's where we step in.
So how much money are you hoping to raise, and what will it be used for?
Every cent from the market will be towards sterilizations. And that's, as I said, for the communities. We carry out the sterilizations for them, and then give them some food. We try to do education, because obviously with the youth, that is the way to go. And yes, and they love to bring their animals. They like us to look at them, admire them, check them over. But the most important thing is we can see if they're diseased, if they need other treatment. And that's where TIERS, as the organization, steps in.
If you have just joined the conversation, you're listening to the voice of Jane Ginsberg, who's talking to you about their initiative where the TIERS organization has a Christmas market happening out in Fishhook. She's telling you more about that. Maybe you have something to add on that. Maybe you've seen that before. Do share on 072-567-1567. So, Jane, what's on offer there at the market?
Well, where I'm standing is we're setting up the plants. So there's a lovely selection of plants. Then there's all the different types of foods, drinks, coffees, and I mean, tables and chairs are flying around by me as I'm talking to you. Then the TIERS staff, they have got their stands, the bric-a-brac books, various marketing products. And then we have all our local traders, and they have all handcrafted wares, and it ranges from clothes to also to books, to jewelry, wire things, and then dog beds. I'm just totally amazed. These traders are coming in with so much, and they give very generous donations to TIERS at the end of the market, so that we can put all that money, as I said, towards the sterilizations. But as I said, at the moment, just people are just pouring in, grabbing tables and setting up.
Okay. And talking about that, if there are some people that would like to volunteer with this, where must they go? What must they do?
They can, depending on where they'd like to volunteer, they can contact TIERS at the head office, which is 021-785-4482. Or if they're interested in the market, because we run it annually, they can email me at janeg@saol.com. But it's all on the TIERS website. Everything to do with TIERS is on the website.
All right. So, Jane, here we are sitting, listening to you, telling us about the market. But the question we all want to know, where exactly is the Fishhook Civic and the market's only? Where is the Fishhook Civic?
It's very easy. It's Main Road, Fishhook. Then you turn right onto the Comity Road, and it's down Fifth Avenue. So it's where the licensing places, the library, all to do with the council. So there's, and it's well signposted, and there is parking.
So is it just for the morning? Is the concert only for the morning?
Yes, it's from 8:30 to 1. And we will have some of our dogs coming down because they like to come and check for any of the goodies, because there's obviously quite a lot of dog treats and various other treats. So they'll come along, hopefully not lift their legs, which has happened in the past. But yes. And they'll come and visit and talk to all the people and say, please adopt me.
Lovely. Just as we let you go, Jane, where can people find more information and maybe what would be your parting words to the listeners?
Well, all I can say is please support Tears, because it's not only the animals, it's also the communities. If you go onto the Tears webpage, there's every single detail you need to know about supporting, helping, volunteering. But of course, most important, I'm saying, please come and support the market. You'll find lots and lots of lovely goodies.
Jane, thank you so very much for chatting with us about the event that's taking place. Jane Ginsberg, who's a volunteer and projects coordinator of Tears, taking us to 22 minutes after 7. Good morning to you.
Miss the conversation. Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
We are still looking at things to do in and around the Western Cape. Finally, by the way, if you haven't seen her yet, you shouldn't miss the chance to catch Belinda David's tribute to Whitney Houston. That's happening tonight to the Grand Western Arena. And those who've seen her say she's mind-blowing. She was born in Port Elizabeth to a musical family and has traveled the world with her greatest love of all show. Last week, by the way, she was here on the Weekend Breakfast chatting to Sarah Jane Magwala King. Here's a short clip of that interview.
The thing is, when we do, we know for sure when we go to whatever countries we go to, what would be very well known in those countries.
Oh.
So if I go to the UK,
yeah,
I know Million Dollar Bill is going to go down in there. You know why? Because she performed
that performance
in
the dress.
Yes, where the dress, where she had a malfunction.
Yeah.
Yes. And she missed the first. She actually came in too soon in that performance. And so that song goes well down in the UK.
That is so amazing to
me. Yeah.
Because I don't even know if most people would know that.
That's how you pick the songs. That's right. How, like, if we go to certain countries, we know the Million Dollar Bill is not going to go down.
No.
So we swap it around maybe with Queen of the Night, because we know Queen of the Night goes down everywhere in every country.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
What's the what
it does,
does. What does well, what's the best thing here?
I'm probably going to say we are swapping one song out with If I Told You That.
You weren't meant to say that, were you?
No.
Exclusively here. If I told you, you're swapping that out or putting it in?
No, I'm putting it in. I'm putting it in. I'm also putting in something else, which I'm not gonna say. I'm putting on in something else that I know is gonna go down really well here. So that's how we sort of come up with it.
That's
we know
so
Dance with Somebody goes down everywhere.
Yeah.
How Will I Know? Everywhere. I Will Always Love You. Everywhere. Like, we know. You know, and there's a play around it. Like when you do the songs, you know, okay, I can say this now, I can say that in that space, and you can, you know, it's a play around with the songs, and it's really, it's just, frick, it's just really good show.
And hopefully, or maybe you are one of those individuals that have seen her live. I've only seen some of her videos, and she can hit the high notes. Because, you know, when you say Whitney Houston, I don't expect anything less. You can sing the low notes. That's excellent for you. But if you got to do a tribute to Whitney, I want to see you sky up there. Oh, my goodness. And can she hit those high notes?